PUMED Instruction 6280.1B, Management of Regulated Medical Waste. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 1. 1. What type of items are generated in the healthcare setting but are non-infectious and require no additional treatment before disposal? Non-RMW. 2. Any medical wastes originating from medical isolation rooms and/or sanitary napkins originating from postpartum suites or gynecological surgical wards are handled as what? RMW. 3. What group of RMW includes cultures, stocks, and vaccines? Group 1. 4. What group of RMW includes sharps? Group 4 and 7. 5. What group of RMW includes pathological waste? Group 2. 6. What group of RMW includes blood and blood products? Group 3. 7. What group of RMW includes animal waste from animals exposed to infectious agents during research, production of biologicals, or testing of pharmaceuticals? Group 5. 8. What group of RMW includes isolation wastes? Group 6. 9. What group of RMW includes chemotherapy trace wastes? Group 9. 10. RMW shall be placed in containers, bags, or sharps containers that are either labeled with the universal biohazard symbol and the word biohazard, or what in color? Red. 11. What should not be used to transport RMW? Chutes or dumbwaiters. 12. Storage of non-pathological RMW shall not exceed how many days? 7. 13. Pathological wastes not immediately processed for treatment and disposal must be refrigerated and must be frozen if stored for more than how many hours? 24. 14. Frozen storage of RMW applies only to pathological waste shall not exceed how many days? 30. 15. Tissues, organs, extracted human teeth, and body fluid specimens are all examples of what? Pathological waste. 16. Sharps containers should be removed and sealed when they are how full or are above the fill line? 75%. 17. Generally, what color are chemotherapeutic trace waste containers? Yellow. 18. Federal regulations require facilities to maintain shipping paperwork manifests for how many years after the RMW was accepted by the waste carrier? 2. 19. All employees with occupational exposure to RMW shall receive training prior to beginning work and at least how often thereafter? Annually. 20. Blood and body fluid spills must be removed with an absorbent material and the area must be disinfected with an EPA-approved disinfectant or a solution of household bleach diluted to what amount with clear water? 1 to 10. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.